Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how it happened. It's already Life Sciences Week upon us. Audrey, I've been thinking about this almost for a year now. You know, after last year when they had Life Sciences Week, I was like, man, we need to do some
so
coverage
cool.
of Life Sciences
really
Week.
Cool.
I love the fact there's an entire week dedicated to what's going on within Life Sciences.
Yeah, but we are coming into our own here.
We
this
are.
Is how excited I am about what's coming into our own. It's
exactly
been a
right.
long time coming.
And then Audrey, as luck would have it, Huntington Bank also believes the same thing that we do. And they called me up. They're like, hey, what can we do around this Life Sciences Week? I'm like, let's take an entire show and talk about all the great stuff that's going to be happening during this week. And Huntington's like, yeah, we're doing this. So they sent one Tom Nist over to the studio. And here he is.
Here I am, Jonathan. Good
Tom,
to see you.
Hey.
Audrey, good to see
and
you.
First,
it's
we
great
say,
to see you.
First, we want to say how thankful we are that we have a sponsor and a partner like Huntington Bank. Because that, you guys, this stuff does not happen. You know what I'm saying? And so we just think it's great that you guys involve yourself with these types of things on a regular basis. I think it really sets the bank apart.
Well, thanks.
100%.
It's if you know who we are, if you know who Huntington is,
yeah.
then supporting an initiative like this, an event like this, a week like this.
Exactly.
It's just who we are. So many cool things going on in the life sciences space. University of Pittsburgh's a leader. They're one of the biggest beneficiaries of NIH funding in the country,
right?
And they just make it happen with that funding, and that's what Life Sciences Week is all about.
But you know, it's taken them a while, but they have turned the corner. That is how I see it.
It's like that momentum is building.
Listen,
yeah,
exactly what you just said, Tom. That they are one of the top five in getting NIH funding, right?
But, right.
And we've had brilliant, and we still do. People are doing incredible research there. But the biggest opportunity is to commercialize some of this work. Not everything, but some of it. And some of it, when you just take like a tiny little fraction of their work, if we can help them commercialize this work, it is groundbreaking for our region.
Exciting. I'm going to agree with you and disagree with you. It's taken them a while in contemporary terms. But Jonas Salk might disagree with you. Remember,
I know,
the
I love that. I love that.
Good point. Good point.
And think of the millions of lives that saved how many
Absolutely.
Decades ago.
Yep.
Well, how long did it take? Do you know how long it took Jonas Salk for it to go from research into?
I wasn't able to sponsor back then. You know, I'm not that old of a guy.
Well, I'm not either. I think it's interesting.
It had to be
and
a very long time.
I think you've made an excellent point there that I'd sort of like to bounce off of, is that different than when you and I tried to do a food app. Right?
Right.
And we did it over a weekend.
It's called
and it
Tom's
took us
Tacos.
Some time,
Tom's
right?
Tacos.
We did the Tom Tacos
yes.
thing. That's over a weekend. You can get that live and you can get a little bit of traction. You cannot do that with the work that these folks are doing.
No, and we should be glad because,
exactly.
you know, we're dealing with human lives here. We're dealing right. with science that I can't even pronounce.
Right.
You know,
me
sometimes
either.
I can fund it. I can support things like this.
Right, right.
But I'm mostly cheering for them. I mean,
exactly.
if you really get close to some of the organizations behind Life Sciences Week, some of the LifeX companies, some of the scientists.
It's amazing.
Amazing work.
And these companies actually, the other piece about it that differentiates from Tom's Tacos is that they require the kind of investment in talent and in money and capital
That's
that
right.
we didn't need at Tom's Tacos.
That's right. I mean, you know, we were flipping apps and,
right.
and so forth. You don't flip this kind of science. You stick with it for a long time.
It's a decades long
You
term.
Learn to live
yeah.
with failure in a different way. Failure can be very costly in a business like this. But
right.
for the sake of that occasional big win, it's all worth it. And
well,
what
do you believe about this particular sector of our population in terms of Huntington Bank? We know that it's big. You know that there's lots of opportunities. I think this could put us on the map, the global map.
For Huntington, this means a lot at different levels. And I'll start with the community. I mean, Pittsburgh is an innovation center.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't just talk about that in terms of life sciences. Audrey, you and I and some of our
right.
colleagues have talked about this in 100 different
right.
ways. But
right.
here's one that we're pulling out into the front, into the light of day,
mm-hmm.
sharing it with a lot of people who never see it.
Right.
And they'll benefit from it. That's the cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't like tacos, or even if you do,
mm-hmm.
how long can that app really
yeah.
be fulfilling? But to take something...
But we're going to sell it for $1 billion.
Well, you know, that's
let me know when that happens.
That's a possibility. I mean...
But not likely.
The occasional unicorn commercialization
right.
will happen. But I know the people behind this. And their agenda is about helping mankind. They are focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
And if financial rewards come of it, that's great for a lot of
right.
people, not just the scientists, but the investors and the community and the students and everybody behind
right.
this. But, you know, a unicorn in Pittsburgh would be a very good thing. I think everybody listening to this and everybody not listening to this with a relationship in Pittsburgh, a place in this community would love to see
yeah.
the next big thing.
Oh, and really, I also just want to throw out this whole this wording of life sciences, right? So life sciences is like... whole set of market verticals.
That's right.
Okay, so it's not just like when people think of life sciences, I mean, it could be things related to like a lung, where, you know, you're using a lung in stabilizing someone,
right.
You know, before they
right.
go to surgery. But also it can be diabetes management. It can be technology that is on your phone, but actually is translated and monitored. It could be the use of sensors. It could be the, you know.
Right.
And so it's really so fascinating. It can be, you know, chromosome mapping.
Mm-hmm.
It can be tissue regeneration.
Well, I mean, we deal with the cost of care.
Right.
We deal inside that with the cost of delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, medicine has come so far in our lifetimes, but there are still some very general applications of solutions. And now with the Human Genome Project done
right.
and the big data finding its place in the scientific and medical community, we can take one person's DNA apart and prescribe specifically for him or her.
Yeah, for personalized medicine.
Bankers try to do that when we make loans, okay?
Exactly.
So you've been ahead of the game.
He's been working on this.
You've
Audrey.
Been ahead of the game.
But think
been
of the difference in stakes. You know, I get somebody into a new house, they save some... you know, population.
But it's
life.
A nice correlation. I think you've drawn a nice simile to the fact that we all have experience in trying to help. And the other thing that's the magic about this work in Pittsburgh for me and for, you know, the Tech Council is that coming together on all of this is the pivotal moment. Because you cannot do this alone.
It's a Pittsburgh signature. I mean, it takes a village to do this kind of
exactly.
thing. Pittsburgh is the best village on
that's
the planet.
Why, that's why I'm so excited
Aww.
For this entire week. I'm going to remind
you
everybody.
Hear that?
Yeah, exactly.
Pittsburgh's
exactly.
the best village on the planet, and we heard it here.
On Tech Vibe Radio with
from
our
your banker
guide,
friend.
Yes.
From my banker
from Huntington
friend
Bank, yeah.
who always dresses appropriately for anything.
But okay, tell everybody it's a blue tie.
It's a very nice
shirt,
tie. You know? It's a very nice tie. But if you go to lifesciencespittsburgh.org, you can actually get a listing of all the different events. They're really putting a spotlight on what's happening with this research, and everyone's welcome, which is, as you mentioned before, it's bringing visibility to this, Tom,
right.
which I think is so transformational. People can really see the hard work that's going on. Many, you know, men and women out there are just really just working like no one's business to make all these things happen. So PittsburghLifeSciences.com and get the full schedule. On today's show, we've got some great guests to tell you more about what this week has. We're talking to some companies. We're talking to the University of Pittsburgh. They're all stopping by today. I can't wait. So we have
well,
like
thanks to Huntington Bank's leadership.
And Huntington Bank's making this possible.
And I bet you there's a bunch of University of Pittsburgh alums that work at Huntington.
Oh, yeah. We
have
a few.
That are pretty excited by
we
this.
I sure do. I was in yeah. a meeting with two of them today.
Very yes. cool.
It's awesome. Thank
so,
you.
Thanks everyone,
for your leadership.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us and for everything you do. It's important to get the word out, and you guys do a great job.
And you help great. Us do it. And go to Huntington.com. You can learn all about the bank and what they do to help the community out so much. Once again, LifeSciencesPittsburgh.org. We've got nothing but life sciences action coming at you tonight. I can't wait. This is going to be way too much fun. I love it when we get to nerd out on this stuff, Audrey. Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Learn more about the Tech Council. We're going to PGHtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We'll be right back after this quick break with more life sciences. Welcome back, everybody. I'm so glad you're spending your Friday night with us here on Tech Vibe Radio as we bring you some very special coverage. We are completely focusing on Pittsburgh's life sciences industry as part of the kickoff to Life Sciences Week.
And I love that they have their own website.
They do. If you go to lifesciencespittsburgh.org, just that simple, you can see a whole week's worth of really fun events.
So cool. They got to keep that sign up all year.
I know.
Now, Audrey, okay, we're forcing them.
You should, because there's so much good information on there. Now, on Monday, I'm stopping by the kickoff. I'm grabbing more interviews for Tech Vibe Radio.
Oh.
So I'm just saying, if you go to pittsburghlifesciences.com or pghtech.org, you will find links to interviews as we grab them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Over the course of the week.
Thank you.
It's a whole week of fun.
And that's great.
We're kicking it off right now with Rebecca Bagley, the Vice Chancellor for Economic Partnerships at the University of Pittsburgh.
I'm so happy to be here.
We're so glad you're around.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, no, it's so much fun. So much fun.
So let's just reel it back in for a second. Let's talk about the impact of Pitt and why start Life Sciences Week. Is this the second or third?
The second.
So, right.
Yeah, the first one we kind of ramped up fairly quickly, right, in about an 8-week time period. And we just saw this huge need to be able to really convene and connect, mostly regionally at that point, the life sciences players,
right?
And really show us in Pittsburgh what we had and the critical mass. Mm-hmm. This year, we have a lot more national players coming in, and there's some connectivity nationally.
Which is great, so you can tell the story and sort of thread it together.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go over some statistics. I mean, because our listeners and people who will listen to this,
they like the stats.
They won't understand the sort of the mammoth size of the opportunity and of the investment.
Yeah, I think from like Pitt's perspective, we have $715 million a year in research that we spend from the NIH. That's the National Institute of Health, which is health research.
Right.
We're number 5 in the country for that. So you have that research engine.
And you've been consistently top 10 for
absolutely.
Very top 5,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, top 5. For many years. We have Carnegie Mellon with the computer science program and some of the integration of those. You have UPMC and integrated health systems. So you have a lot of that platform that you need to build on and that translation can happen from. You have some large companies like Thermo Fisher, you know, in the region who have been here, you know, a long time and have really set up roots and teams. Mm-hmm. And then you have startups. We have 56 funded startups that have raised over $1 billion in life sciences. So
in
we have
the
start.
How many years has that been?
Hasn't it been seven?
7?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's about 7.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So there's an exciting start to all of this work.
You know, there was a time that we did one life science company a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we have grown to critical mass on a lot of those. You know, and part of that is that I think the University of Pittsburgh also has evolved, and our tech transfer office
has changed.
Tremendously changed. Absolutely.
No, absolutely.
I mean, last year we had 22 startups. Right. This year in the first 6 months we had 22.
I know. I heard that.
So it's an incredible acceleration, which helps a lot because 80% of our research is in life sciences.
So can you talk a little bit about the, there's so many pieces to this. There's talent, there's foundations, there's venture capital, there's this whole, you talked about a platform, but there's also another woven piece of all this. Can you talk about that? Like sort of the collaboration, the cohesion?
Yeah, I think, you know, so much of this effort in regions to build these things is around the network that you can bring together. And it is the capital, you know, that you can bring in either regionally or from outside. The firms and then government has a strong role, funding, convening, policy making. And so universities obviously have a strong role as well as healthcare when you're talking about life sciences because you need to deploy to patients. So I think building on that connectivity. And then the other piece that's huge that a lot of people don't focus on is being able to package and market those things.
Yeah, you got to put a bow around it.
You're talking to him and I.
I know. Exactly. We love this stuff.
No, we live and breathe this stuff.
Exactly. So
and
packaging and marketing that. I mean,
totally.
You can't recruit talent if you don't have the right message. The other thing that one of our challenges is physical spaces. So life sciences,
specialized space for this stuff, right?
I mean, you need wet lab space. Right. You need the ability to be able to recruit companies and things. You need these spaces. And so that's an incredible challenge for our region
to
be able to build
because
that.
We don't have anything, quote unquote, shovel ready for that, right?
We don't.
And it's expensive to invest in that and sort of bet on that. Back about 10 years ago, we tried to take some bets on that and we failed a little bit.
Yeah, I think in a sense.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, because I think we learned a ton from it.
Right. In a sense, we did, but those spaces are full.
I know.
I mean, we went out, you'll hear from LifeX during this segment, and we went out looking for wet lab space, office wet lab space for LifeX, and it was few and far between,
I know.
And particularly in the city. Mm-hmm. So it's full, the spec wet lab space that was built. And
are
so
we,
now
are we building more?
Yeah, now we need to build more.
Build more, build more.
Right, on spec, which is a very different kind of, but I think you can fill it.
We absolutely
right?
can.
I
so
mean,
again,
think...
you'll hear from LifeX. I mean, they're at 2X
right.
oversubscribed from what they have
LifeX
now.
At 2X. Right. Yeah,
LifeX at 2X, that's right, exactly.
They're oversubscribed.
Lots of X's.
Yeah. So they're oversubscribed. Okay.
Absolutely. They need more space than they have.
And
they
so what are you thinking about like in the city? Because the city is important. I mean, we have listeners from all over and we have people who are boomeranged and listen, follow the show and they just want to keep up with Pittsburgh. But, and I'm very passionate about urban living and keeping people together and, you know, saving, sort of creating dynamic forces. And you would think Oakland is a city.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about Oakland.
It is a city in a city.
It
that is exactly
a city
right.
You know, Bruce Katz from Brookings called it a naturally occurring innovation district. So speaking of Brookings, we did the Brookings Report, which life sciences was identified as one of the major drivers, right, for our new economy.
The major opportunity.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so Innovate PGH was created to really implement the Brookings recommendations. So around that, I explain that because the innovation district and having these physical districts around the city that can really come up and be attractors and be the hub of a lot of the R&D like activities. And then, you know, for the people outside of Pittsburgh, there's a lot of manufacturing that then happens.
Right.
There's a lot of other activities that can happen outside of the city as, as things scale.
So
the one thing that we announced recently was this 5,000 Baum, which is 5,000 Baum Boulevard, connected with the Immune Transplant and Therapy Center. So that will have wet lab space in it for early stage companies and for partnership spaces, we're calling
it. When does that come online, the next few years?
About two and a half years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes time.
It's so
it does
cool
take
seeing
time.
That being built over there, though, because what was once just kind of just nothing happening, now all these important things are being built in to have capacity. So
Pitt is
so exciting.
Pitt,
it is.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Pitt has created a strategy around some brick and mortar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
can you talk about that?
Yeah. So a few levels of planning. I mean, one is we really launched the Innovation District thinking before, Innovate PGH was even created. So we knew with this chancellor, Chancellor Gallagher came in and said, I want to drive in and I want to see company logos. I want to see a dynamic, set of circumstances which companies want to be close to us because we are Pitt. And now we've expanded that out to say, okay, we have all of these different partners, and this innovation district needs to be much bigger than the university, but we had laid a lot of the foundation and groundwork for that to be the case. And so thinking not just about what does the university need, but what can be side by side with us to enhance our mission, but enhance the region.
It's amazing stuff, and how you keep this all in check is beyond me, but I'm glad you guys are doing it, because you're doing a heck of a job.
We're going to be keeping in touch with you.
Yeah
we just
continue to tell this story.
So much, and I really think to have Life Sciences Week starting next week, I think it's going to open so many eyes. I really encourage all of our listeners, please hear me. LifeSciencesPittsburgh.org. Check it out. There's something spinning up that you can learn more about. Simple as that. And this wouldn't be happening without Huntington Bank. Go to Huntington.com. We can't do this without our partners, Audrey. So I love being
I love
in Pittsburgh.
It.
All these great things get to happen.
Yeah.
We get to be part of it. So, so exciting.
I'm teary-eyed on this one.
It's good stuff, man, because these are companies, initiatives that are saving people's lives, improving the quality of lives. So important. So important. We're taking a quick break. We are coming right back with more of Life Sciences Week. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Thanks for keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio as we bring you this very special Life Sciences show. Thanks to our friends at Huntington Bank. Huntington.com. You got to check them out. Seriously, every time there's something fun to do, they're hanging out with us, Audrey. It's just the way it is. And how can you have more fun than hanging out doing Life Sciences Week?
I know. I wonder if that's mutual.
It is.
Is it?
Yes. We were just talking about how exciting Life Sciences Week is going to be.
It is. And that is coming from Terry Glickner from InnovationWorks. So, Terry, thank you for chiming in. So, Terry.
Thanks
for stopping by and hanging out with us tonight, because you two are excited.
Yes. I am excited. Actually, the Life Sciences sounds geeky, but it's a very exciting part of Pittsburgh's technology scene.
Absolutely.
We're geeky and proud. Okay.
I guess we are. We're proud of our geekiness.
Teary-eyed. This whole session just made me teary-eyed because of the life sciences and the fact that I've been here for a while,
yeah,
and have not seen this kind of momentum, and it's very exciting to me.
Yeah, I agree. I know that Lindsay will tell you what they're working on, but I think this is a very exciting time for life sciences. I think it's an exciting time for technology overall, and I think that there are many, many more people who feel included in what's happening in the tech world in a way that we haven't seen before.
Absolutely.
In our community.
And just reminding our listeners, you have to go to lifesciencespittsburgh.org for the whole itinerary of events. Plus, there's great stats and fun stuff to learn about the industry in general, I think. It's just a great place to learn more. So once again, lifesciencespittsburgh.org. So absolutely. And you brought someone with you. We have LifeX with us as well, too. And I'm really excited to talk to LifeX because, I mean, it's been all this like conjecture, LifeX. We know you're there, you know, but like, what exactly are you doing? And we're going to find that out. So we have Lindsay Snyder here with us. So Lindsay, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Like you said, this is a great time for life sciences. So
absolutely. So LifeX, tell our listeners, what is LifeX?
So LifeX, we team up with scientist entrepreneurs to help them create and deliver solutions for large unmet health needs. So diseases that affect a lot of people or cause a lot of suffering, like Alzheimer's disease and cancer are some examples.
Right.
We want to tackle those problems.
Little problems.
Yeah.
Little ones. You know, you solve them in a couple weeks, right?
No, we're going big.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's what it's all about. That's why we're so geeked out, because as Audrey was saying earlier in the segment, this isn't about like app companies, which are great and fantastic. These are companies that are solving tough problems that take a long time to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to accelerate that, though, which I think is cool.
Yeah. So at LifeX, our goal is to really look at the challenges that these early stage companies in the life sciences face and provide resources for them, like you said, to accelerate that process, to de-risk that process a little bit. So some of the resources we provide are expertise. So people who have been there and done that before can maybe help you learn from their mistakes, learn from their successes, and start you from standing on their shoulders.
But there's some particular capabilities that LifeX is trying to bring to the table in this arena. Mm-hmm. Can you speak to that? So can you speak about, you know, I mean, because it is a little different. I mean, there's a long cycle, right?
There's
a long development cycle. There's a long, if it's clinical trials, and if you have to go overseas, if you need CE mark and FDA stuff, you know, it's a journey that's mm-hmm. different than when, like, Tom and I earlier on the show created a taco app, you know.
You're making me hungry, too. But
it's very different, and the taco app has served its purpose, but it's not the same.
Yeah, that's a great point. There are a lot of considerations for someone starting out on this journey, and so we want to help them provide them a roadmap and be thoughtful about the steps that they need to take to get to reach their goals and get to where they need to be to make their idea into a reality. So a great example of that is thinking through the regulatory process. So what do you need to do before you even go to a clinical trial to make sure that your product or drug or solution is where it needs to be? And then how do you step into those clinical trials in a way that's going to be most efficient and effective and drive you to the outcomes that you want?
Most definitely.
I think, so Lindsay and I were talking about this right before we came on the show. The exciting thing about Life Sciences Week is it marries up research, which is incredibly important at that very basic level, but with commercializable technology. So drug discovery, therapeutics, medical devices, diagnostics, an actual application of the research that's going to reach the patient. And, of course, that's where both of our organizations come in, InnovationWorks and LifeX. But Life Sciences Week marries all of us together,
exactly.
The research and the commercialized part.
Exactly. So with InnovationWorks, you've been behind some really cool life sciences companies over the years.
Name some.
Well, a big, headline in this past year was Complexa. So Complexa raised a huge amount of money in this past year, $60+ million to help. It's a drug therapeutics company working on inflammation and other kinds of diseases. But there were a number of companies that had big investment deals in this past year. Alung was another.
I was going to bring that one up.
Been an Innovation Works supported company in its beginning, but it's looking for an alternative to help your lungs recover if you have a disease or something that's keeping airflow, and that's an artificial way of oxygenating the blood. And
exactly.
A-Lung, I think that, as Lindsay said, you know, these companies take a long time to get to a point where they're in use. A-Lung is currently in use in Europe and moving forward on the FDA path to be used in the United States, where it has for life-saving purposes. So these are companies that need support, like LifeX, like InnovationWorks, like the Life Sciences Greenhouse and others, because they need a lot of resources.
Exactly.
And it takes a long, long time. Mm-hmm.
And Pittsburgh has these pieces in place, which I think is so exciting. And to see everyone coming together through, like, Life Sciences Week, it really goes to show, no, we're making this happen. Like, it's not going to happen. It is happening.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing that something like Life Sciences Week does a good job of highlighting, which is the collaborative nature of supporting life sciences activity, whether it's research or whether it is spinning out a company and helping it get started. It takes a lot of hands, takes a lot of expertise, it takes a lot of resources. No one organization has all of those pieces at the level that a company needs. They need so much more. And so we work collaboratively together for the good of the companies and ultimately for the good of patients.
That's what I'm talking about. Very, very cool stuff. So at IW, when you come across these entrepreneurs that are saying, I got this idea for this company, and it's like, this is going to be 10 years. It's going to be 15 years. Mm-hmm. You know you're dealing with a man or woman that's just going to be totally dedicated, right? To take on a company like a life sciences company and say, no, I want to actually grow this thing, or we're in the halfway through growing this thing and we need to take it to the next level.
Yeah, so, and often those are very technically minded people. They're not necessarily business people. They are seldom the same. So they need the clinical vision. They need the research depth. But ultimately, they're going to need some business assistance, too. So InnovationWorks can help to provide that. Life Sciences Greenhouse can help to provide that. Now, the experts at LifeX is an incredible team, incredibly talented, with a very wide network. And all of those benefit, as Lindsay said, helping you get on the path to push through the solution. And yes, it's going to take at least 10 years. So it's very patient money and a lot of expertise.
Exactly.
And what about the, you know, the opportunity for really national and international recognition by all coming together? That also excites me.
Yeah. I mean, first, I mean, I'm going to turn it over to Lindsay, because I think your team has a very international perspective, wide network. But yes, I think that, again, Life Sciences Week gives our city an opportunity to shine the spotlight on the life sciences. So it brings in investors, it brings in researchers,
it creates,
and it brings
that international
in
buzz.
interest from outside the region.
Love it.
Yeah, and one of our goals at LifeX is to help connect people outside of this region who maybe don't have the visibility into the amazing work that's going on in the life sciences in Pittsburgh to be able to see what great work we're doing. And so a lot of people on our team, including our founder, Dietrich Steffen, have connections to venture groups, to large industry partners who are outside of this region that maybe fly over Pittsburgh and don't have a stop here. But now we want to
give them a reason to stop. Come on.
There is a reason.
Check
to
it
stop.
Out. Absolutely. So rumor has it this week that LifeX is pretty close to making its formal, like, hey, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
How do you do?
Yeah, so we're one of the events in Life Sciences Week is on Tuesday, April 17th in the evening. We're having a move-in celebration, so we're finally able to move into our space this month. And
everyone's bringing a box, right?
Yeah. help us move some boxes, but also meet the team, get to see who we are, and talk to us about what we
are
passionate about.
How many folks are on the LifeX team right now?
I believe it's 8 to 10 full-time and 2 more part-time. So.
That's very exciting. People learn more about LifeX. Where can they go and check you guys out?
So our website is www.lifexventures.com.
I love it. And of course, InnovationWorks, Terry.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you another event
invite
folks to, which is the following night on the 18th. We'll have an event with IEEE, which is a global technology professional association. Mm-hmm. They are bringing in 2 really top-notch women speakers to talk about diversity in technology. And then we roll right into the International Hardware Cup,
right.
Many of which are right. life sciences related or healthcare related.
Right.
In Pittsburgh, we know of Forest Devices, which right. is a company.
We know those guys, absolutely.
Yeah, working hard mm-hmm. on stroke treatment. And they came through the Hardware Cup with their device. And it's a little bit how they broke into getting onto the pathway to getting their product commercialized.
So cool. That's why I encourage everybody, please go to lifesciencespittsburgh.org. All these events are on there. So you can check every night you'll see this week. There's something fun to go to. Go to it. You're welcome. They want to show off and show the great stuff that's happening. So anyhow, we're taking a quick break. We're coming right back. Thanks to Huntington Bank for making this happen tonight. Huntington.com. Such great partners thus at the PTC. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. And I swear, no more URLs for the next 5 minutes.
I know.
Okay? Swear to God. We're coming right back. I don't know what's happening, but we're kicking off Life Sciences Week. I can't believe this. We're thinking about this last year, Audrey. When the first Life Sciences Week happened last year, we're like, man, this is something that we need to put like a spotlight on. Mm-hmm. We want to like pre-promote this. Let people know that during the course of the week, pick a night, Thursday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday night. There's something going on life sciences-wise. And if you go over to lifesciencespittsburgh.org, there's a calendar there. And it's got everything. And it's got great stats about Pittsburgh's life sciences industry, innovations, all these things we should be proud of.
I'm proud of.
Yeah,
totally. We should be. We are.
Totally.
So it's a cool week. We got some great guests
in the house. Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
And why don't we introduce ourselves? Tell us what you're up to. Who you are.
Work our way down the line. We'll start with you, Evan.
Why are you so dressed up?
Yeah.
So my name is Evan Fasher. I oversee the Innovation Institute on Pitt's campus.
Yeah.
So we're responsible for the commercialization of all innovations that occur on campus.
You said it so coolly. All innovations that happen in campus. Like, yeah. And there's a lot of innovation going on on campus.
A few of them.
Just a few. I've seen some of these catalogs. It's pretty impressive. And you brought two key people with you today.
Yes, I did.
Absolutely. Who we got with us today?
All right. My name is Jason Rose. I'm an assistant professor of medicine at University of Pittsburgh. I'm also a pulmonary and critical care physician, which means I round in the intensive care unit still.
Wow. But
my main role is as a researcher, specifically translational researcher. I guess we can go into that.
We want your main role, but tell us your main role.
What's your main? Wait, that's just part of what you do?
Yeah, just part. Man, I'm a slacker, Audrey. That's all I can say.
Yeah. So I'm also, I've led into this... we've created a startup company called Globin Solutions based on our technology that we've researched in the university. Our goal is to develop a carbon monoxide poisoning antidote. And that's also one of my roles, I guess, then.
Just one. And you have time to talk to us on Tech Vibe Radio.
Honestly.
So I appreciate you stopping by. Absolutely.
And then I'm humbled.
He's an underachiever.
He's an underachiever.
You are an underachiever.
Could you work a little harder, please?
Yeah, my wife would say, I have that role too. I'm a husband.
Excellent. And so Cecilia?
Hi, I'm Cecilia Yates, and I'm assistant professor in the School of Nursing.
Love
at
it.
The University of Pittsburgh.
Very cool.
I also have an appointment in pathology. I'm trained as an experimental pathologist.
Whatever
that is. It's just a big fancy word.
I like it.
And as far as innovation, I am currently working on my third innovation to be, or technology to be licensed from the University of Pittsburgh.
Your third.
Can you tell us what this third one is?
Yeah, just a little something.
It's a new thing called Fibrokine.
Okay.
And it is anti-fibrotic therapeutics or drugs. And so when you think about fibrosis, about 45% of the developing world has some form of fibrosis and
really?
Die from some form of fibrosis.
Really? What's the definition of fibrosis?
Yeah.
So it's accumulation of lots of scar tissue, collagen,
fiber,
just constantly massing itself.
Okay, from injuries?
It could be from injury, it could be from surgical or disease.
Huh.
And that's why so many are afflicted with it. The thing is, it damages the organs permanently.
Definitely.
And although it's such a huge issue in the world, there are really no effective treatments currently.
So. And you're going to...
Wow.
You're doing something about that. And that's what I think is awesome.
Wow.
Heck yeah. You're starting something.
We thought that we were doing a robotic, hermetically sealed nacho arm. And we thought we were changing the world for those people who had OCD.
How clever.
See? Oh, okay, keep
just
talking.
So you
this
know.
Is my idea. There
just
you go.
Just so you know. I mean, but like, here's
us. You're working
us,
on real problems.
You.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are way up there. We're way down here.
Yeah.
So, Evan, you're working with men and women like this every single
every
day.
Every single day. We've got about
holy heck
5,000 faculty on campus
right.
that we work with that have the benefit of about $800 million a year of research and development.
God,
so these
I'm
are
talking
just
about.
Some of the things
wow.
that come out of it.
We need to have Life Sciences Week every other week.
We probably could.
I'm serious. You could probably fill that up if you had.
Well, yeah. On that exact point, we get, on average, every year, 350 new inventions that get disclosed to us. So it's almost every single day of the year, including weekends, some new
yeah.
invention comes into our office from folks like Cecilia and Jason.
So that office,
I want to follow you one day.
Yeah.
Can I, like, shadow you?
Sure. You have to get dressed up in a suit like this.
She can
I'll
do that.
Do
okay,
yeah,
good.
She'll do it. I'll wear a woman's suit, but okay. I'll do that.
But that's every day is meeting with folks like this.
Exactly.
Making these things happen.
Wow. So maybe if I can talk back over to Jason. Why Pittsburgh? What kept you here, obviously, at Pitt? You mean, doctor, you're starting companies. Like, when do you have time to do all this? This is amazing to us.
Well, what's kept me here is it really a commitment to this type of research. And I've always been interested in trying to find something kind of on the, we call bench to bedside. So on the lab bench, you make a discovery and you're trying to get it to the bedside, to the actual patient. So I have the benefit. I can actually see medicines and interventions delivered to my patients. But
right.
how do you get that basic science discovery all the way to the clinic? And it's a very complex concept. But one of the things I really liked about Pittsburgh is their commitment to this type of research.
Wow. We're glad to have you both here.
Absolutely. And so the third time, this is your third thing you're bringing to market. Cecilia.
Right. You've brought two other things to market.
Well, one, and I would say when we say to market, meaning licensed by a company
right.
or a
mm-hmm.
startup.
Absolutely.
And so what I like about Pittsburgh and what's kept
yeah.
me here
okay.
Is the ability to collaborate. So it's not me.
Huh.
It's a team.
Yeah.
And if you just think about it like this, if you are afflicted with any type of, you know, disease or medical issue, do you want just one scientist working on your therapeutic?
I want as many
technology?
As possible.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So our team is comprised of biochemists, you know, lung surgeons. We also, you know, have engineers, nurses. The whole spectrum. And so we all come together to try to develop the most effective treatment and the most needed treatment that is current.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm humbled. I'm proud and very appreciative of the work and the contributions that you
definitely.
Make.
Definitely.
It really matters. And, you know, Life Sciences Week is fabulous. It's a great way to shine the light. We love hearing that people from outside of the region are paying attention. And getting engaged, because that's sort of what we need, as tight as we are in terms of our collaborative vision. It's great that we are sitting on that sort of fabric, but getting sort of the excitement from outside of the region, we can't do that alone. And I'm excited by that kind of exposure and those stories. Jonathan's going to be on the ground doing some interviews, talking to people, so we can continue to push that out. There's a huge following of Pittsburghers and people from around the world that are interested in what's happening here. So your stories just matter. They really matter. I know many of you don't get a chance to network with folks like us doing this kind of work, but this impact just is transformative. And Jonathan and I have had the opportunity to sort of watch for many years and help when we can. And in, you know, in material ways, through marketing, through support, through connections, through investors. But to see it come together like this for Life Sciences Week and people sort of rallying around a common theme, even though everyone's in different market sectors, is really quite profound. So there's a schedule that's out there.
Yeah, if you go to lifesciencespittsburgh.org, like, it is up to the date, up to the minute, about all the different events that are happening. Because there's a lot of things that are happening. And just cruise through it, and you'll see there's so many events that are open. Attend, hook up, network, find out what's going on. Meet these people. I'm just saying, you got to be there and be part of it. I'm going to be there. I'm grabbing more interviews. I need to talk to Jason and Cecilia and get more of their story and get
oh,
that
gonna
out
be there.
There. I will link up with you guys.
We definitely want to hear.
Because we are in awe, and that's why we want to tell these stories, because Pittsburgh is home to these types of things, but not everyone knows it. We're trying to change that. And we have the Innovation Institute here. So, Evan, tell us about the Institute from the standpoint that, like, it's like this clearinghouse now. I mean, Pitt has really changed its course as to how they're trying to get this research into the marketplace. And you guys have just been kicking butt. I mean, it's been this sea change over the past probably 5-6 years.
Actually, 4 years. So the Institute was put in place in November of 2013, so about 4.5 years.
Gotcha.
To really have the central hub of commercial activity on campus that does everything from overseeing all the intellectual property that comes in, to doing all the licensing, to doing all the new startup creation, to setting up partnerships with companies. And then we have a whole infrastructure set on educating faculty so that they know these opportunities
exist.
And that's actually how both Jason and Cecilia came into our funnel was some of the education programs that we
It's working. See, I love it. Proof, it's working.
It is. And the numbers kind of belie that. So just in the first 9 months of our fiscal year, we've already spun out 17 companies.
Right. We had heard that. Last year it was 22
Last year it was 16 the entire year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was 16.
And we've done 17 already in the first 9 months. We'll probably end up around in the low 20s, which if you look across all universities across the U.S., that probably puts us in the top 10, top 15.
Isn't it? Is it the top?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's but to your point, it's what things look like before the Innovation Institute, just from a new company spin-out perspective. The year before, it was only 6.
Really?
So now we're doing 3x the number of new companies.
I remember when I first got involved a decade ago, people said we had one new company.
Maybe a couple.
One. I remember this year we had one. Yep. It's so exciting. So the website's going to be kept current. Jonathan, you're going to be on the street.
Have to be.
Is there anything else that you want the world to know as you have this opportunity?
I think it's important that people, especially outside the region, realize that in this small footprint around Oakland, where Pitt and CMU and UPMC are, that's 30% of the entire R&D in the entire state is in that 1.7 square mile radius.
Yeah, wow.
So the density of research, the number of
ideas
that are coming out.
That is some concentration right there.
And concentration matters. Lord. Concentration is what breeds all this.
Exactly. You need those unexpected connections. And that when Cecilia mentioned she's working with engineers and with surgeons, those are the kinds of things that you need to have happen. Otherwise, you're not going to get these kind of unexpected results.
Exactly.
That come from innovation.
So I'm going to encourage everyone one last time, go to lifesciencespittsburgh.org. Check it out. So much to be proud of
here
in Pittsburgh.
Very proud.
So glad we could talk to you, tell your story just a little bit tonight, and hopefully inspire people to hang out, learn more, and get involved as far as that is. Anyhow, we couldn't do this, Audrey, without our friends from Huntington Bank. They stepped up and said, you know what, guys, you're doing a whole show.
Right.
You're dedicating it towards kicking off Life Sciences Week. We're making it happen, and boom, it just happened. I'm pretty pumped.
That's great.
Absolutely. So learn more about the Tech Council by going to pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. One last thing after that. Have an awesome weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.